Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Now, have you had an issue getting your child a school place? Lots of people around the country have, and it can be for secondary school as well. We always hear about the baptism barriers and the problems they cause. But what about secondary school? Have you a 10 or an 11-year-old and you don't know where they're going to be going in a year or two's time? But it doesn't matter to me. Primary, secondary, have you struggled? There was a situation in Limerick recently where one secondary school pupil received 9 rejection letters from various schools in the locality. And meanwhile, parents in Rush, County Dublin, are campaigning for a new school to be built as the existing one has been far exceeded in terms of capacity. And we want to know about people's situations. I know in my own hometown, there are 2 state schools. Both of them are running waiting lists now. And there are no other schools in the town. There are no other schools that you don't have to travel often reasonable distances to get to. So what do parents do and what are they supposed to do? First, let's go down to Limerick, where I'm joined by Sinn Féin TD Maurice Quinlivan. Maurice, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Ciara.
Can you give us some kind of a handle on what the situation is for parents in the Limerick area? Are there enough school places for everybody in their own local areas, or do some kids have to go on buses or cars or what have you to get to much further flung schools?
Yeah, we have an ongoing problem that's been going on for a number of years now. There was an initiative a number of years ago, 2006, 2007, we brought in what was called the school's common application system, whereby if your child was looking to go to secondary school, they would fill in the application form and put down their preferences, number 1 to number 9 or whatever. Unfortunately, even doing that didn't mean you would get a school place, and sometimes people would be down 7 and 8 and there wasn't a school they were interested in going to, it might have been too far away or whatever.
Yeah.
So we had this situation back in February now where a number of families, I'm still dealing with some of them, one child got 9 rejection letters from a school that he actually literally can see from his door, literally can see from the front door because I know the family quite well. I'm dealing with another family and the school, the primary school the kid went to, he went out the back door, you can see the other school out the other side. He has no place to go to at the moment. So it's worked quite well for a number of people, but it hasn't worked quite well for others. And the concern is that schools in Limerick, and I understand it's the same across the city, don't have feeder schools, local primary schools, and necessarily would feed into the local schools. So it does mean then that some of the offers that have been made to people, for instance, living on the north side of Limerick, the offer might be at school 20 to 30 kilometres away on the other side of the city as well. So they'll have to get onto a bus. The journey is unnecessary. We all talk about climate change. We should have kids walking to school if possible.
But of course, if your school is 6 miles away, hard enough to walk.
Oh, 36 kilometres.
Yeah, okay. Unable to walk, obviously.
Yeah. So there's a bus, but the bus leaves for where you'd have to walk to the bus anyway. But then you're walking past 2 or 3 secondary schools that you would have preferred to go to. So that doesn't make sense.
So Maurice, what could or should happen? Because I don't think this is just a Limerick problem by any stretch of the imagination. I know in my own area, and I'm in North Wicklow, the kids are under similar problem. And in fairness, we always hear about, people talk about South County Dublin and the private schools, and people kind of sometimes are a little bit snooty about that. But one of the problems in South County Dublin is there isn't nearly enough state school places for kids. So many parents who can't really afford to go to private school end up doing that because there are no other state school places.
Yeah, and what the first thing we should be doing is if there's a local primary school, they should have access to the secondary state school. So there should be a right of entry or, a feeder school. If the primary school, the local primary school where your kid goes to, you should have the assumption then that your kid can go from the local primary school to the local secondary school. That isn't the case because I checked with the minister there recently and his department doesn't even hold information on their enrollment policies of each school. So there is no list of feeder schools. There is no list of you think it was logical that you go to a creche locally, then you go to your primary school, and then you move on to your secondary school. But unfortunately, in Limerick, and I know it's the case in other places now, we did try to deal with it before with the common application system, but you go to primary school on the anticipation that you would be going to one of the local schools, and then you get 9 rejection letters. You can imagine an 11, 12-year-old child getting 9 rejection letters and not getting an offer at the same time. You know, you imagine how he feels,
yeah.
Especially when everybody in your class probably ends up going to the school.
And how does something like that, like, let, I know you can't really comment on a specific case, but how could it be that, you know, 25 out of 26 kids in a class will all get into the local school and one poor kid ends up being the one who falls between stools and is rejected by all the local schools for some peculiar reason?
Like, one of the families I was dealing with, it was a genuine mistake. There would be others, would be a genuine mistake, and others then just the capacity issues, but then others, they don't have the feeder school from the local school into the secondary school. So that's the issue, I think, the biggest issue that does need to be resolved. Is the anticipation that if you go to the local primary school, you can go to the local secondary school or a close local secondary school. Like, we'd have numbers of kids, as I said earlier, would be passing a number of schools to get onto a bus to travel another 20, 30 kilometres to a school, which is just crazy stuff.
Loads of people are texting Mara. Someone says, Ciara, I live in Dublin 15 and although my daughter is only in second class now, I'm already panicking about where she will go in secondary because all of the local secondary schools I know are oversubscribed. Someone else says, Ciara, I'm based in Wicklow. I had terrible difficulty getting my son into primary school. Even though we were in the catchment area, it was like a lottery and there is no guarantee my daughter will get in there, and secondary school will definitely be an issue too. This is not just Limerick. We know it's not just Limerick. I mean, are we at fundamentally planning our education system wrong? We know the number of kids, roughly speaking, who are born every year. Therefore, we can predict the number of kids, roughly speaking, in any given area who will require school places. And are we literally looking at a shortfall because nobody has done the sums?
Yeah, I think you're spot on there. And what the crisis we're having now with primary places, which is presenting itself quite clearly to all of us, is secondary school is the same. And I think third level is going to be the same because the demographics are growing, a lot more younger people. And we haven't factored in exactly what's going to be done with secondary school places, primary school places, college. And each time we get slightly older, the kids, then we have the problem. Like, for instance, I was at a briefing recently where they told us we're going to have a crisis in third level shortly because we haven't factored that in either. So, I would call on the government. They really do need to look at particularly places like you mentioned there, North Wicklow, places where
the population has ballooned
and the local state schools are oversubscribed already. So we know that's going to be a problem next year, so we should be automatically building extra classes there.
We had a situation in North Wicklow that there was one state school where I live in Greystone and they were building a second one. They put it out to tender. It was given to the Church of Ireland, which is no problem. They run schools very well. But what that has actually meant is because the Church of Ireland is a minority faith and can actually have different entry criteria to Catholic schools, that there are kids from outside the catchment area who will get into the school. Well, it's their catchment area, but their catchment area is not the local town land or the town area. That there will be Church of Ireland kids from beyond the environs who get in ahead of local kids who will have to leave the town now to go elsewhere. Things like that are kind of short-sighted too for what is a state school. I mean, the real reason they were building the state school was they recognised the population of the town needed a new school, but now there are local kids who don't get in.
And that's why you have to have a system in place where the local primary school is a feeder school to the secondary school. So then you're automatically firstly looking at people who are from the catchment area. You know, the local secondary school to me, for instance, has people, I understand that one student from Kerry and a number of students from Clare, which isn't too far from where we are now, in fairness, Clare, but, you know, and it passes out local people again because we don't have the feeder school. And the feeder school is really crucial to this.
Yeah.
And, you know, otherwise you come back to the situation where, as I said earlier, can you imagine the devastation a kid got with 9 rejection letters and still to this day doesn't know where he's going to secondary?
Yeah, no, we have feeder schools, but they aren't high enough of the criteria to get you in because my son didn't get in, was in a feeder school, but nonetheless will be travelling now on public transport to school elsewhere, didn't get a place. And that's the reality for families. But at least, in fairness, I live in an area with public transport. I'm not saying it's great, it's not that great, but if you are in Clare or Limerick or somewhere like that, public transport and indeed the school bus system as well, it also lacks capacity.
Yeah, lacks capacity and it doesn't run in certain places and it means the child getting up particularly early where they don't really have to. But also, you know, we're all talking about climate change at the moment and, for instance, why doesn't a kid walk to his local school rather than have to get on the bus, you know?
Yeah, well, if they're not put in the nearest school, it becomes... and that probably should be taken into account too. Don't use you know, motorised ways of getting to school if you have a child within walking distance of
exactly,
a school.
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense.
You should have to apply to the local school. Now, some people know the cherry-pick schools, and look, every parent wants to do the best for their child. But we do need to make the situation whereby people who are living close to a school should have some sort of access to that school, and that's where the problem needs to be dealt with.
Lots of people texting. Someone says, we may have to pay for private school, Kira. You're right, for my daughter, even though I'm not sure if we can, but I don't know how else to get her a place. We are living near two community schools, but we haven't got a place in them. And someone else says, this is not just secondary schools, Kira. We have a similar issue in our area in Wicklow. Not sure my twins will get a place next year. Wicklow, there's repeated texts coming in from Wicklow. It looks to me like it's a crunch point based on the text
line. On population growth as well.
Somebody has been on to me about Limerick, though, and I don't know if you know the answer to this, Maurice, but tell me if you do. The main problem in Limerick is people who refuse to live in the city now and have moved out into the suburbs and the surrounding countryside, but they insist on using city schools, and they do so based on the right of access as past pupils, etc. Are things like past pupils still getting you a place in secondary schools ahead of living across the road from it, which seems incredibly stupid?
It's the biggest problem we face, and that's why I think we really need to look at the situation. If people want to move out of the city, then they shouldn't have an automatic entitlement to go to the school back in the city, if that's the choice they make. The fact that you think you can go to the local school because your dad went there or your grandfather went there or somebody you knew went there, and somebody who actually lives on the same street as the school can't go there, that's where the problem comes in. And we do need to have, as I keep coming back, I think the key to a lot of this is the feeder school and kids walking to school as well. So, you know, it isn't fair that people can pass you out in their cars going to, you know, driving in from the country to go to the school.
No, is that not something, though, that just lastly, for is that not something that should be challenged? Because I can totally understand a sibling rule. It is incredibly difficult for families to have children in three different schools and drop-offs at the same time.
I 100% agree with that.
Siblings are different, but your da or your dad's da or your ma or whatever, who cares? Like, how can that be a criteria for accepting somebody?
Yeah, and I totally agree with you there. I mean, the siblings is a different issue because, as you said, parents don't need to be going to second school, third school or whatever. But, you know, that's so outdated, and we're not going to challenge some of the problems we have with disadvantage. There is a class issue in Limerick, without a doubt, and that's why they keep that you can go to school.
It is. It's like an elitism or a protectionism, isn't it?
Without a doubt, that's the problem. Like, you know, that's part of the problem. So without a doubt, like, you go to the same school where your father went to, but a working class lad who lives down the road can't go to that school because their father or siblings didn't get into the school initially. So we're perpetuating that level of poverty we have, and when the social exclusion that keeps cropping its head up in Limerick, unfortunately.
Happens
in other places too, but I know particularly bad in my own city of Limerick.
Listen, Maurice, thank you for kicking off the conversation. That is Sinn Féin TD Maurice Quinlivan there.